Birthday today, Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys. California Girls, the first song you really can hear his vocals on the chorus. The second time, the response of Wish They All Could Be California Girls. That's where you most clearly hear Bruce Johnston on the record. His first time with the Beach Boys, filling in for Brian Wilson in live performances and staying with the group for an awfully long time. Wrote the number one Barry Manilow hit, I Write the Songs, as well. Bruce Johnston turns 75 years old today. Here he comes. There he is. That's Bruce Johnston. 75 years old today for Bruce Johnston. California Girls from the Beach Boys. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome in Aaron Call, Director of Debate at the University of Michigan, to the program. Aaron, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Great to be back.
Hey, Democratic debates, you don't get just one, you get two nights of debates this time around. Night one last night, Aaron, Elizabeth Warren, the biggest name on the stage. A lot of people polling at 1% or 0%. What do you take away from what you saw last night?
Yeah, I think the expectation was that Elizabeth Warren would kind of run away with the night, given her status and being one of the only top-tier candidates. But I think people will be talking about Julian Castro, Cory Booker. They had more airtime and answered more questions, and even though they were all polling in the low percentages, voters may give them another look, given their performance and the venue. And so I think it was probably disappointing for Elizabeth Warren, who had to go on the first night, and now I think most of the discussion will focus to tonight, where there are more of the top-tier candidates involved.
Yeah, it seemed that there were two schools of thought on Warren being lumped in with kind of the undercard, so to speak. One was that it would give her a chance to shine among candidates who were not polling so well. The other was that she'd be slightly diminished because she was not standing next to Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Judging by last night's performance and the reaction, it seems like the second is more true. She did not have a, I don't want to say a breakout performance, but she did not have a very memorable performance when stacked up against people who perhaps weren't top-tier candidates.
Yeah, no, I think that's 100% correct. And it was just uneven and inconsistent. I think she started out very strong out of the gate. I mean, given the questions, it was about health insurance and some issues that were more to her benefit. But given the 10 candidates on the stage as the debate went on, she just disappeared and didn't find a good way to interject herself into the debate. I think her closing statement was pretty strong, but overall, I think only had the third amount of airtime over all the candidates, even though she has a much bigger polling lead. And so it definitely, she had a lot of momentum coming in. She was doing well in the polls, and a lot of that came at the expense of Bernie Sanders. But you could see some of that blunted, especially if tonight's debate has a little bit more fireworks and people end up talking about that and going into the weekend and next week. And so overall, I think she hopes that she'll get a better mix of candidates to be with on stage in Detroit next month.
Anybody from your perspective kind of bomb out last night? I thought Beto O'Rourke was pretty bad. I thought Tim Ryan looked kind of uncomfortable at times on stage. Your thoughts?
Yes, that was going to be my first comment. That Tim Ryan was certainly trying to make a point about particular workers, those that have been left behind by the Democratic Party, but just didn't look natural and ready to be there, kind of had a deer in the headlights look. And so I can't imagine his campaign lasting much longer and getting the momentum he needed. Beto O'Rourke almost seems like he tried a little bit too hard, and every question that's asked kind of was almost like a philosophical question and was just overdoing it a little bit. So he probably had maybe some of the highest expectations and needed to do the most, given that his campaign has fizzled out and wasn't doing as well at the polls. So he definitely didn't need to do what he accomplished. John Delaney seemed frustrated at the side, kind of him being more moderate and talking about bipartisanship wasn't really something I think is receptive to what seemed to be a pretty liberal audience. And so, no, I don't think any of them had great performances.
Aaron Call with us, Director of Debate at the University of Michigan. From a value standpoint, with 10 people on stage, I think Cory Booker had the most talk time, but was still only around 10 minutes or so of a two-hour debate. What do we really get out of these things when there are so many candidates with so little airtime? It seems we're still kind of We're still getting down to essentially sound bites in the end.
Yeah, and that was actually pretty surprising. You know, just thinking back to the last Republican primary debates, I mean, sometimes Donald Trump has 20-25 minutes, and that can really stand out in a two-hour debate. But this performance, and the moderators were very equitable in terms of time, nobody getting more than 10 or 11 minutes in a two-hour debate, you know, nobody can really, I don't think, get much momentum or be the star of the debate. And so it's really tough for the candidates in order to stand out. You have to hope that, you know, you are speaking at the right time on the right issue that receives that kind of viral coverage mm-hmm. and gets replayed. I think there was a few good zingers that will be replayed over and over. But overall, it's kind of a disservice, I think, to everybody. You know, the people who did a good job talking about their biographies and why they're suited to be president. But over a two-day, four-hour event where no one speaks more than 10 minutes, I don't know that anyone can really be the star or come out with a lot of momentum.
Aaron, we got about 30 seconds or so. Tonight, day two, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, seven others. Joe Biden, clearly the front runner, according to the polls right now. Do you think we'll see the candidates try to gang up on him, so to speak, or will they train their fire on each other?
So, ganging up on him is probably the smart choice. Obviously, puts him at a disadvantage, and the primary is going to go through him, and they've got to defeat him in order to do it. I think he would be smart to turn his fire to President Trump as opposed to the other candidates, stay above the fray, and show why he believes he's the most electable and most suitable to go against President Trump. And I think President Trump will play a bigger part of tonight's debate. He was kind of absent last night.
He said it was boring. That's all we heard from him last night. Boring.
I can't disagree. It wasn't. Maybe it was a warm-up. And the real fireworks will be tonight.
Aaron Call, Director of Debate at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber
Thank
Show.
Thank you. Anytime.
Appreciate it. Much more audio, much more analysis of last night's debate coming up during the program. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.